Okay, this is Hilchos Shaar V'Sotumah Perek Yud, and now we're going to continue with some of the halachas that have to do with first, second, and third level derivatives of tumah. So Rambam says, "Halacha Aleph, so anyone who becomes tameh through a primary source of tumah, ben adam ben kelim, whether it's a person or some an item, harei hu rishon tumah. So that thing becomes, for instance, the person becomes first level tumah. Until he goes to the mikvah. Taval, let's say he goes to the mikvah." Then harihu kisheni l'tumah, he's still considered second level tumah ad shi'ar shem shal until the day ends. Shenemar b'mayim yuva v'tameh are v'taher hakasuv kra litvul yom tameh. So that's why even though you've gone to the mikvah, you're still considered some level of tumah. Halacha beis echa tvul yom mitumah chamura kigon shtavah mezivos mitumas meis v'tzaras v'echa tvul yom mitumas sheretz kiyotzeba. Doesn't matter if when you're going to the mikvah because of a more stringent type of tumah, for instance, you touch a dead body, or whether it's a more minor form of tumah because you touch, let's say, a sheretz. Either way, kol tahor erev shemesh, anything that requires the end of the day to make you tahor, bein adam and kelim, whether it's a person or items, bein medivrei Torah, bein medivrei shofar, whether it's the rice or the banan, harehu kisheni l'tumah, it's considered second level tumah, ad shi'ar shimsho, until the day ends. Gimel tful yom, right? So let's say someone who does go to the mikvah, but has not, the day has not passed. Posel oklei truma, umashke truma. So he makes both food and drink items a truma, posel. Oklei kodesh, umashke hekdesh, posel akol. And not only that, also when it comes to foods that are considered korbanos or drinks that are korbanos, all of them become posel. So ketzer, what does this mean? Tzvul yom shenaga ba oklei shol truma. Let's say a person who went to the mikvah, but the day hasn't passed, he touches truma food. Asan shlishi the tumah, so now that becomes third level tumah. Meishu sheni, because he in touching it is second the tumah. V'cheini naga b'mashkin shal truma tumayim. So too, if he touches truma drinks, they're tumah. Rehin shlishi the tumah, and they're a third level tumah. Naga tful yom b'mashkin shal kodesh. Timon, and if someone is a tful yom, what do you call it? Rehin shlishi the tumah. Right, naga tful yom b'mashkin shal kodesh. Timon, right. So if someone's a tful yom and he touches drinks that are kodesh or sacrifice drinks, so to speak, libations, whatever, they're tamay. Rain reveal the tamay. Those are now fourth level tamay. The chayim nagav ochle yakodesh hekdesh. Let's say he touches food that is consecrated for the mikdash. Asan revi. Those become fourth level. Aval im nagav ochlin chulin. But let's say he touched food that was non kodesh umashke chulin or non kodesh drinks. Harein tarin. Then he's tarin. V'din mechusa kipurim utzvul yom niyaz kodesh achadu. So the halacha that applies both for someone who's lacking atonement as well as someone who went to the mikvah, meaning again, both are incomplete scenarios, and touching that which is hekdesh are the same. So the Rambam is saying, what do you see overall? Shein sham mashkin shnios olam, that we never have an idea of drinks that are secondary level tuma. Ela mashkin tchil olam, rather they're always primary derivatives. Chutzim mashkin shenagav hen tvul yom, except for this one case where a liquid that was touched by someone who went to the mikvah, shein shlishi, then the liquid becomes third level tuma. Ima yutruma or vi ima yukodesh. If it's truma, it's third level, and if it's hekdesh, if it's korban, then it is fourth level. Halakha dalet. Okay, kol hametamin. So things that come from your body that cause tuma, bein chomer or bein kalin, whether they're stringent or not, mashkin hayotze mehen. Right, so kagon, rokon, umemi, or then. So, for instance, these liquids are like, for instance, spit or urine. Harehein kam mashkin shenagav hen elo. They're considered like liquids that were touched by these things. Ve'elu rishon l'tuma. Now they are primary first level tuma. Kamosh b'anu, except for a chutz mizav v'chavera, except for the zav situation and those like it. Shemashkin yotzei mehen, because of the liquid, the discharge that comes from a zav is avtuma. Umashkin shazav v'chavera nogav hen tchila. Right, and so too, the liquids that are touched by the zav and things like the zav are considered to be primary sources of tuma. I feel ochal oklin tmein or shosim mashkin tmein. Even if you eat or drink that which is tamei, hamashkin yotzin menu kodem sheyitzbol. Anything that any liquid that comes out of you prior to going to the mikvah, kamo hamashkin shenag vahen shen tchila. So they're just like the liquids they touched at the outset, meaning primary tuma. V'chein tvul yom. So too, someone went to the mikvah, mashkin yotzin menu. So anything, any liquids are come out from him, kimashkin shuno geibahen, so as if he touched them. Sheim etamen acherim klal, they don't produce tum on other people. Elaim naga mashke chulin, unless they touch that which is ordinary, that's liquid. Harein tahorin, that's tar. Vinaga mashke truma, but if he touches, as we know the lacha already, if he touches truma liquid, harein shlishi, that's third level. Vinaga mashke kodesh, if he touches korban liquid, harein revi, those are, that's fourth level tumah. Okay, now v'ata yisbar lacha. Ram now is going to explain. This third level truma, this third level category truma, this third category of tuma by truma, and the fourth level by hekdesh, mitame mashke acher ochel acher. It doesn't produce tuma in any other drink or food. Of course, the tumah from the truma and the kodesh in this case does not transfer into items like clothing, for instance. Therefore, a pot shemaleya mashkin that's filled with water, the nugabot full yom, and someone who went to the mikvah that day but they hadn't finished yet touched it. If the liquid inside is non kodesh, it's all good. They have mashke truma, but if the mashke inside is truma, mashkin psulim, that liquid truma is psulim, but the pot retains the status of being tara. Let's say his hands are tameh, hamashke tameh, the liquid inside is tameh, bein mashke truma, mashke chulin, doesn't matter what kind of liquid it is. V'zechor medayim, it's vol yom. That's what makes the stringency of tumah in your hands more so than going to the mikvah and not waiting for the day to end. V'chor medayim, vol yom, biyadayim, tmeos, right? And the stringency of vol yom, more so than your hands tameh, shesafik vol yom, posal, misafek, v'saf medayim, tarak, kamosh, yisbar. The one difference between the two, though, is that when it comes to vol yom, if it's a safek, so then we go machmir and we say pasul is that which he touches. But if it's a suffix, whether his hands are tamer or not, then we're makel. Doesn't matter if someone's tar in his hands are tamer or he went to the mikvah and the day hasn't passed and his hands are tamer. Harizim etamim mashkechulin. That in such a situation that can make that which is a liquid that is not kodesh tamer. But also some tchilat tamer and it becomes primary tamer tuma oklun mashkech moshmiyon. Ma'achash mashkech yotza mitzvul yom kimashkech nagaman. And now that since we know any fluid that comes out of a person who went to the mikvah, but then in past is considered like liquid that he touched. Let's say someone went to the mikvah and some of his spit fell on a loaf of truma bread. Why? Because they're like mashkin, like liquids that he touched. So from all these things that the Rambam has already explained, that a person is a primary source of tuma via rishon tuma, and so to a first level tuma midivrei tuma midiraisa. Ulolam lo yeh adam sheni, and a person's never secondary level tuma elam midivrei sofrim only the rabbanon. But who ochel ochel tumei and oshes mashkin tumei is only when he eats or drinks that which is tuma. Oh, abab roshu ruvmayim shuvin, or the case we saw in the last parak, if a person dunks his head and most of his body in drawn water, all these situations should call eluk sheni tuma midivrei. Those are make a person second level tuma midrabanan. So do other items. Chutz b'klicher except for earthenware, yuav tamar are also primary source of tuma. The rishon tuma midrabei tar and also could be first level tuma midraisa. An item, let's say any vessel, cannot be a secondary level tuma. Ela midrabei sofrim it's only midrabanan. Shivita mashkin tmeim yeshem midrabei kosh rana. Because if it gets touched by impure liquids, right, it becomes secondary level tuma midrabana. We've already explained that an earthenware container can never be a primary source of tuma. Whether deraisa or rabana, the rishon tuma midrabei Torah, it is first level tuma midraisa. V'sheni midrabeim and second level midrabana. In the tuma mashkin kishra kelim, if it becomes tuma through liquids, it's like other items, other kelim. V'yadam lo kelim shlishi lo rabil olam, but a person and let's say a shirt can never be third or fourth level tuma. Whether it's deraisa or derabana. Ha'ochlim, right, when it comes to foods, lo ya'av tumal olam, they're never primary sources of tumah. Whether it's deraisa or derabana. Rishon or sheni midrabei Torah, they can be first and second level midrabeisa. Sha'adam or kli shehu rishon tumah, because a person, or let's say a shirt that is first level tumah, im nagav ochal, if it touches food, aso sheni, that makes that second level. Ve'ochlim yushlish revi l'tumah derabana mavad. And when it comes to foods becoming third and fourth level tuma, that's only midrabanan. Finally, lachiyud hamashkin yuav tuma midrabei Torah. So liquids are primary sources of tuma midraisa. Kol mechatas rokazav meiraka. For instance, urine or the water that's used in a paraduma. View rishon l'tuma midrabei Torah, and they're also first level tuma midraisa. Kigon shenagum av avastumos, like they touch the primary source of tuma. So too, v'chein nogo mashkin bivlad tuma. So too, if liquids touch a derivative of tuma, being adam and kelim, whether it is a person or let's say a shirt, nitzim v'divrei Torah, they become tamei deraisa. V'chein kerishon tuma tamei acherim v'divrein, and those things become now first level tuma when it comes to making other things tamei midrabanan. So too, v'chein nogo v'shnei b'nei adam bein kelim bein oklin. So too, if it touch two things like two people or items bein oklin, or foods also nasu v'shnei tamei acherim v'divrein. It becomes first level tuma to make other things tamei midrabanan. And again, the liquids become third and fourth level. What's an example? So again, if a person went to the mikvah and he touched liquid truma, socially, she becomes third level. And of course, again, if he touches that which is hekdesh, that's liquid, it becomes fourth level. We never find second level mashkin, and nor mashka that is a primary source of tuma, except for the liquid of a tful yom, a discharge, or mechusar kiporim b'kodesh, or someone who has not completed his atonement, kamosh b'yanush, who posts him the gram and imatame. But that produces psul midirbanan, and it does not produce tuma. Does not produce tuma. That ends Parak Yud, and we'll continue with Parak Yud Aleph tomorrow.